This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got something to do today, make sure it's still happening. Milwaukee and the area is facing dangerously cold temperatures today, with wind chills down to around 30 below. It's causing closures. Milwaukee Public Schools, UW-Milwaukee, and MSOE have all canceled in-person classes. People are being told to remain indoors if they can and to check on vulnerable family and neighbors. Warming centers are running in most places. Those include community centers, libraries, and government buildings. You can call 211 for more information about warming up. The latest is coming up in the forecast. When they say it's dangerously cold, there's a reason. Melissa Kay has a medical explanation.
Health officials at Aspirus say cold weather can impact the way your body functions. Dr. Daniel Krause is an Aspirus heart care cardiologist.
So cold weather increases the risk for heart attacks for many different reasons. Number one, it does cause a significant narrowing or constriction of the arteries that we call vasoconstriction. And so less blood flow gets to the heart and other tissues, making people who are at risk for any kind of heart attack more likely to suffer symptoms.
The added strain on the heart can be especially dangerous for people with pre-existing heart conditions or those at risk of cardiovascular disease.
My takeaway is prepare. You know, if you do have to be out, try and dress warm. And it's really not the time to push yourself. So listen to your body. If you start becoming more short of breath, if you're having chest pain, kind of decrease your activity. If those symptoms persist, then you need to get out of the cold, rest, relax. The symptoms don't go away with, 5 or 10 minutes of rest, then you should be evaluated.
How cold is it? We'll find out coming up in the forecast. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won 4 in a row at home. And they're in 4th place in the Eastern Conference, behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with the up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, all the highs and lows, I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Like it or not, Hollywood, the AI can has been opened and looks like it is here to stay. The editor for the film The Brutalist says I was used to nail the Hungarian accent for actors Adrian Brody and Felicity Jones. Editor David Jansko says Hungarian is one of the hardest accents or dialects to perfect and says by the end of post-production, even native Hungarians wouldn't know the difference. The filmmaker says they were careful not to affect the actors' performances. I guess that makes us feel a little better? Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under $11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number five last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million. $5, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week, but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.